Dommies.
Hi, is Percy available?
Yep, hang on just a moment, please.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, is this Percy?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Percy, this is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks for asking. Hey, look, I don't know if you recall, we actually were in contact back in April. We do equipment financing, working capital. We spoke a little bit about the programs itself, but you said you didn't really have anything in the pipeline, but to check back in towards the end of the year to see if things have changed. So returning the friendly call, seeing if you have anything coming up where we could possibly help out in regards to financing.
Yeah, as of right now, I still don't have anything going on, to tell you the truth. It's kind of slow here.
Okay, is there a specific reason why that's happening, why it's kind of slow? Is it just the industry as a whole?
Just, yeah, kind of winter, end of fall, starting of winter, it drops right off here. We slow right down.
No, really? Is that typically what happens? You kind of
yeah,
see
usually.
Like a, okay. What do you do to kind of offset the slow time then, I guess?
Just maintenance. Building maintenance and stuff like that, yeah.
Okay. So it's more along the lines of like cosmetic repairs, things like that.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. Out of curiosity, I don't know if you recall, but we did have the business pre-approved with us for those two programs, for our equipment and cash program, up to $250,000. If you did have that type of money in your account right now, you know, what could you use it for? If you had something, you know, maybe on your mind, on your wish list, anything like that, I'm just curious over here.
Yeah, I mean, if about the only thing that I'd be wish list for sure would be some, you know, some new equipment, grinders and stuff like that. That'd be about the only thing. Maybe a new vacuum stuffer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. How much do those usually run you?
That vacuum stuffer is about, well, brand new. They're like $130,000. But usually, I never buy anything new. It's always used for, there's a local equipment exchange place down the road from me here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They get stuff in, they refurbish it and then, you know, resell it. But
yeah. Do you have a close connection with the people over there?
Yeah. Yeah. One of my buddies actually works there. And then the guy that actually owns it, I do a lot of cutting for him. So it kind of works out pretty decent.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Percy. Are you considering getting something before year's end? Has it just like maybe been an idea you've kicked around, or would it be like beneficial if you brought something on for the business, like a new piece of equipment that could definitely generate maybe some more revenue or create a more efficient of a production line?
Yeah, I definitely ain't buying nothing before this year ends for sure. I know we bought something towards the end of last year, beginning of this year, so I think he's pretty much set on that. My brother actually does all the buying and stuff like that.
Okay.
Because he owns the business.
Okay. Is your brother in? Maybe I can talk to him a little bit, see if...
He's at the gravel pit. He has a gravel pit also. That's where he's at.
Okay. When is he normally in? Maybe I can try and get a hold of him then.
I can give you a number of the gravel pit you can reach him at, because he's hardly ever down here. If he comes in here, it's usually on just the weekends or maybe late in the evenings.
Got it. Okay, what's the best number to reach him?
It's area code 814.
Mm-hmm.
774.
Mm-hmm.
8149. His name's Dan. It's McDonald Sand and Gravel.
Okay, Dan McDonald. Oh, so both you guys, so do you work for the meat company and then he does the gravel company?
Yeah, I just run this down here for him and he does that over there.
So are they two separate businesses then?
Yeah, yep.
Okay. All right, I'll give him a call and see if possibly we can help out. I'll let him know that you had pointed me in his direction and see if he might be looking to bring on a new piece of equipment, because a lot of the time, for my customers at least, when they do bring on equipment before year's end, it's because they want to take advantage of some of the tax write-offs that comes with that.
Yeah.
If you bring it on in the new year, it's not going to do anything for you. It'll affect 2017, but it won't affect 2016. So maybe he does something up, have like up his sleeve where it would be beneficial to the business. So I'll give him a call. I'll see what we can do, and if something comes up, hopefully we can help out.
Okay, sounds good.
I appreciate the help, Percy.
Yep, thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.